Chapter 17. Antonio and Amlet scurry away from the house. They move along the edge of the yard, wedge their bodies under a fence, and then scramble up a hill to a pile of dry orange pine needles where it seems safe. Amlet feels his whole body tense as Antonio wails, "What have we done? This is nothing short of a total fiasco." Amlet's voice is just a whisper. "Right. Yes. But what's a fiasco?" "A fiasco is when your sister falls down a hole into a den of monsters," shouts Antonio. Amlet grits his teeth. "I thought so. Yes, a fiasco for sure. But lower your voice. We don't want the whole world knowing we're out here ready for the taking." "That would really be a fiasco." Antonio grabs a handful of pine needles and breaks them in frustration over his knee. "It's our fault she fell. We frightened her." Amlet waits for what he hopes is a respectful amount of time and then asks, "Isn't it a little bit her fault? I mean, she did go up on the roof, and we did tell her to stay away from the monsters." Antonio snorts out his long, pointy nose, and this sends several of the pine needles airborne. They lodge like pins in Amulet's chest, and he cries out in pain. But Antonio doesn't even say he is sorry. Instead, he scratches the itchy spot on the top of his head and concentrates. "No, we did this. She was sitting up there and we caused her to fall. And now it's going to be on us to try to save her." Amulet's eyes get big. "How are we supposed to save her? I mean, really, it's not like I don't care. Because I do. I care a lot, but I don't see myself as any kind of hero. It's not a part I rehearsed, and it's not a part I can play." "Antonio will have none of it. Heroes don't think of themselves as heroes, Amlet. That's what makes them heroic. We've got to rescue our sister, or die trying." Amlet can't stop himself from stammering. Do you mean fake dying or real dying? Are we acting right now, or are we serious?" Antonio's eyes narrow. "We are not acting." And then he says no more.